10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let me see.
Okay, I got one.
Okay.
So this ain't really, these are like, this one's called the Rapid Five.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one question, and I'm just going to yell on you to answer.
Okay.
Apples or oranges?
Apples.
Hot chocolate or eggnog?
Hot chocolate.
Beer or wine?
Ooh, wine.
Dark chocolate or white chocolate?
White chocolate.
A water park or an amusement park?
Oh, amusement park.
The Simpsons or Family Guy?
Family Guy.
Sneeze or fart?
You said what?
Sneeze or fart?
Fart.
The last one threw you off?
Yeah, I was like, huh? I gotta get that gas out.
You would rather fart than sneeze?
Mm-hmm. I hate, like, my hands all wet and jittery. Nah, I'd rather just fart and walk away and leave the smell. For real, I'd rather fart and walk away. Shit. Especially if it's rather, silent but deadly.
You are disgusting.
Hey, shit. I'd rather fucking fart, bro.
Okay, I would rather sneeze. It's quick, it's fast. And I also feel like the good Lord above is blessing me in that moment. So, you know, I take that as a moment of us connecting.
I don't like walking around gassy and shit, holding all that air in my body. It got to go. It got to go. Whether it's a silent but deadly or a clapping loud or firecrackers, it got to go.
Give me a sneeze. I'm not trying to fart in public.
Oh, sorry, bro. I had to get that out. Now, I am shy to fart in public. I will say that.
You fart in front of your partner?
Well, I never had one. But I guess dating somebody, yeah.
I don't fart in front of my partner.
Girl, you bougie. Now, that's one thing. You still bougie, motherfucker. You still a bougie.
I just think farting is just so, like,
disgusting.
It's
natural.
I would rather somebody spit versus fart. Not on me, but just, like, just out the window or something. You know, like, if we just happen to be outside and we talking, and you just need to turn your head, go ahead and spit. Like, it's going in the grass. You're not disrespecting nobody.
Bitch, this gas is coming out. This
no, toot, I would toot, rather.
Beep, beep.
I put my hand in my throat. This is the remix to Ignition. I didn't fresh out the kitchen.
I don't like holding air in. Like that. That's the thing for me. Like, it feels when I gotta really fart and I'm walking, you know how that shit uncomfortable it feels? Like, I don't get how people be okay with that.
Bro, I have held my gas in for a while.
What's a while? Please don't say like a day.
No, I was gonna say like all morning until my partner leave the bedroom.
So you don't like, okay, I'm going to get up and go in my room and go.
Like, or even if I like, you know, like go to a different part of the house, I'll go fire, but I don't want him to hear it. And like, you know how like, so you know how like when you lay in bed and you like, oh, I want to get up, but I just really also want to lay here and you choose to lay there.
Yeah.
So like, let's say like 30 minutes. I will hold it in, it will be bubbling, and I'll feel it. And then I'm like, all right, maybe I need to go to the bathroom.
Now I'm gonna ask a question that's gonna probably sound bad. So when you in the bed with your partner and y'all laid up and cuddling and shit, and he want to start making out, kissing you, and touching your butt. Like, if you got gas.
I'll go to the bathroom. I'll turn on the loud ass fan, turn on some water, and do what I gotta do. I'll be like, okay, babe, I'm back. Like,
oh, that was funny.
So, bro, you gonna fart in front of your partner? Bro, you're not about to sit here and tell me.
And Daryl just say something. Bitch, you better lift the cover up.
You a nasty nigga. You a nasty nigga.
Just saying.
I would never. And I'm not saying, like, in my sleep, you know, I might let out a little poop or whatever, but, like, purposely, like, just walking through the kitchen, like, no. Like, you just in the room cleaning up, and you just like, no.
I'm sorry, I just, I don't like gas in my stomach.
So we learned that you would rather fart than sneeze. Mm-hmm. And I would rather sneeze than fart.
Yes. Okay. That was a good question. That was a good question. I hope that you saving this right.
You got the audio right.
My phone's dying, so I had to unplug it. I'm sorry, friend.
You wasn't gonna tell me? Oh, but I can save this video. You right.
Yeah.
I'm back. You know I'm a little old, bear with me.
It's okay.
Yeah, go ahead. I asked the questions.
Shit, I'm gonna have to think one off the top of the head. I had some good questions, Evan. I swear to God I saved it. So I don't know why the fuck this shit just deleted out of nowhere.
Question.
Oh, you go ahead.
Okay. You want to get deep or you want to get gay?
We can do both. I don't care.
That didn't help me. I'm going to ask you again.
Okay, yeah.
Deep or you want to get gay?
Gay.
Okay. Do you believe you were born gay?
So I've always struggled with that. I've struggled with it for a long time. Because a part of me feels like, no. But then a part of me is like, I don't think I just woke up one day and was like, oh, I'm gay. Like, yes, bitch, honey, queen. Yeah. But then, like, a part of me feels like I've always been gay, but, like, I'm not, like, I'm a different type of gay. I just like dick. I mean, we all gay. You know what I mean? We all like the same sex, but, like, I don't know how to, like, explain it. But a part of me don't feel like I was born gay. But then a part of me feels like something had to be there, you know, like, because I remember having, like, I believe that sexuality is fluid, for sure, and that there was a point in time where I kind of got to this point. Like, I had sex with women, I've been with women, I've been romantically with women, I've dated women for a long time. Shit, even now, I still kind of find women sexually attractive to a degree, but I won't act like, oh, I'm gonna go fuck this bitch. Like, nah. Or this woman, let me not say bitch, this woman. Like, I'm gonna fuck this woman. Like, nah. Like, I'm more so just like, I got to this point.
I want to point out something that she said. You said, I don't believe I was born gay, but I believe sexuality is fluid. And that is a great fucking point.
Yeah.
Somebody asked me that today, and they was like, oh, Marco, do you think you were born gay or did you choose to be gay? And, like, I was stuttering because I've never really had that question asked in a serious matter.
Yeah.
And, like, it's normally, like, over drinks and, you know, oh, you, and it's, like, drunk conversation, but, like, he was really, like, do you think you were born gay or did you choose to be gay? He wanted to have the conversation. But I also I also want to say, like, I agree with you. Like, sexuality is fluid. That's how women have kids but have girlfriends. That's
exactly.
That's also how men have kids and they're married.
Yay. Like,
can gay. You know, like, I'm just like,
I know so many, never mind, I'm not going to go this route. I was going to say.
But I even know, like, a lot of, like, I hate to, like, allegedly, it hasn't been told to the world, but Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. Like, it's a conversation about sexuality. Like, how can I please my partner, but what do you like sexually?
Yeah.
I might not be able to please you all the way sexually. And we have to come to an understanding, like, you know what? That's okay, because one of us aren't going to do something. Like, and it's like, okay, so cool. So we can stop right here, or we can do X, Y, and Z. It's all about a conversation. So I don't feel like, oh, I was born gay. Oh, did you choose to be gay? No. Who, and no disrespect to my community, but, like, who wants to choose to be gay? You know exactly. How much shit we got to go through?
Exactly. That's what I try to tell people all the time, especially straight folks who ask, who say, oh, well, you can't do this. Like, okay, some people feel like they're born gay. Cool, I'm not going to trip, because some of them just may never have, like, that sexual attraction to a woman. Sometimes people don't realize that things happen unconsciously and consciously in our brains. And sometimes you may not realize that you have that sexual attraction to a woman. You know, some people don't realize that they do, but or don't want to admit it, but some feel that they never had an attraction towards women, so that's why they feel that they were born gay. And that's totally fine. I'm not going to tell someone how to feel, because they feel that way. Like, I can't take that from them. You know, it's just like me trying to take how somebody identifies and how they felt since they were a kid. I can't take that away from them. But do I necessarily believe that people are born gay? It's a hard feeling for me to believe that. Like, and I think it's because it's an individual thing for myself. Like, I don't feel that way. Like, I feel like I became gay after, I feel like what I will say is, I remember kissing a woman and being like, oh, okay, it's cool. But then when I kissed a dude, fireworks are going off in my head. The first time I kissed a guy, that's how I knew, like, oh, boy, you gay. You not bi. You gay as fuck. Like, the way you feel about this man versus the way you feel about this woman, oh, yeah, you gay. You straight. You gay. You not. You ain't no bi. Like, that's what really made me be like, okay. Because I came out as bi, and I was like, nah, bro, you gay. Like, you really gay. Like, and it's okay to be like that. Like, you know, I don't get those sexual, like, urges to have sex with women. So, but yeah, I don't want to knock anybody for feeling the way that they feel. But at the same time, I just don't feel that for myself. Acting in that context, I guess. So.
There we have it, people.
Hold on, somebody just asked a question. They said, so is there no possibility for a man to be bi? And I know you didn't say that. No, I believe that there are bisexual men. Like, I know for facts that there's bisexual men. Like, I've been to, like, bi nights at bath. Oh shit.
Okay, let me say. What was I about to say? I do think men can be bi, but I also think that women should be understanding and as fluent as bisexuals with their sexuality. Not saying that it's right or wrong or this or that, or people can't like one thing or another, but there are people in the world that like both. It just happens.
Yeah.
Like, I know I have a friend that is in a bisexual relationship. They have sex and they add people to their whole fucking room and shit. It's a thing. But it's also
being a lot of swingers. A lot of swingers are bisexual. Lots of swingers are bisexual.
And I think it's just an adult conversation where you just have to have, like, look, so X, Y, and Z, this, that, and the third. Either you can please me or not, but I still want to be emotional. I don't know how this fucking conversation goes, but like emotionally attached, but probably sexually different.
Yeah, I think that's also
a thing too.
So when I was in the closet, just to tell this story right quick, when I was in the closet, now I'm gonna tell my mess on here, and I probably shouldn't, but you remember Craigslist? How Craigslist used to.
I don't know about Craigslist.
Anyway.
You were shady, bitch. You want that hell.
So I met somebody on Craigslist one time, like just on some like anonymous hookup type shit. But it wasn't really anonymous. I was young though. I was like 20, 21, you know, really young. And I met this guy, older man, because you know I like older guys. And we hung out, hung out. He told me he had a wife, blah, blah, blah. And she knew that what he was doing. And that in order for me to be able to have this thing with him, that I would have to meet her. So mind you, I'm 20 at the time. Not even like I'm young and dumb, like just trying to have fun. So I went and met this woman. And like they were a full-fledged swinger couple. Both like business owners. Like she traveled a lot for work. Like he traveled for work. They was together for about, they've been together for 11 years, had two kids, like, and I used to hook up with him. Like, we kicked it. He took, when I turned 21, they took me to Seattle, him and her took me to Seattle for the weekend, bought me, like, bro, I'm talking about dope ass, it was a dope relationship, like, and they were polyamorous, and I don't know. I just ended it because I felt weird after a while. I felt like he was spreading himself too thin. I could barely see him all the time. So
I think that's a dope relationship and situationship that you were in. Obviously, if you were up for it, because, you know, some people just want the money and the nice treatment and shit. And
yeah. Not
the relationship.
Some yeah.
people just want the companionship when I don't got to be with my wife. That should be okay, too. Sometimes yeah. I want to have the whole picture perfect America wife with kids.
Yeah.
I should be able, or people, not me. People should be able to live their life how they want to, no matter how big or how small the pie is cut.
Right. So, I agree.
Yeah. I just think it's all about understanding. So, yeah. Did he give you allowance?
That boy cashed out on me when I was in school at the time too. Used to pay for my books. Like, bro, I ain't gonna lie. I don't want to say I used him because I actually did like him a lot, and he was a sexy ass motherfucking dude. Like, but yeah.
Where the bag at, nigga? Where the bag at? Where the bag at?
You know I'm going to get to the bag. At? Some way. Now, I don't want to sound like a hoe, but.
You did that.
All off Craigslist.
I'm not going to say what I did off Craigslist when I lived in Portland.
Okay. let's do a different question before we get too messy. Because, yeah. I don't want to go too far. I can think of one off the top of my head.
Okay.
Do you want to get deep or you want to go gay? Cause I got two in my head.
That's so funny. Now I know how it felt when I asked you. You was like,
Yeah.
But that's good. I like that. I like how you did that.
I deserve that.
We know how to come.